This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Tonight's theme at the Republican convention, prosperity. Like the Democrats last week, delegates will hear party plans for the economy. Just across the street from the convention site, it's called the Xcel Energy Center. Across the street, the delegates can get a reminder of a persistent prosperity problem just about everywhere in America. Day to Day's Steve Prophet stopped by the Dorothy Day Homeless Shelter for a visit. Here's his report.
Hi, guys. How you doing? Doing all right?
Father John Estrom is greeting folks at lunch. He's the CEO of Twin Cities Catholic Charities, which runs the Dorothy Day Center. It serves about 300 lunches each day. Each night, about 150 men and 40 women sleep here, in cots or on mats on the floor.
Shelters are horrible places, you know, they're warehouses, and we don't like them any more than anybody else does. But we do it because it's better than freezing to death under a bridge.
Somebody else here described Father John as the most unpriest-like priest ever. He's dressed casually in khakis and a green T-shirt.
Well, the T-shirt says, "Our political agenda, food, shelter, and dignity." It's on the side of our building, and it's on a billboard out on the freeway as well.
Father Estrom says these days workers at the center are still seeing plenty of homeless people, but they're seeing more of the working poor, people who are cracking under the strain of the economic downturn.
Families frequently who are working, often full-time, but can't quite make it to the end of the month, so they come one or two nights a week to stretch out their budget.
Everyone at the Dorothy Day Center is acutely aware of the convention next door. Security barricades have made access to the center difficult, and some parks where the homeless often stay have been closed. Just across the street, people are talking about Sarah Palin and Fred Thompson's speech last night. They're not talking about ending homelessness and poverty. Father John doesn't think that any administration, Republican, Democrat, or whatever, will make those issues a top priority.
You know, the poor don't vote. They're not a great voting bloc, and they certainly don't donate. So the voice of the poor isn't getting heard. That's what our kind of slogan this week is about. It's about raising dialogue. It's not about partisan politics. It's about, when are the voices of the poor going to get heard in our society? We want to be a catalyst for making that happen.
In the meantime, Father Estrom and his fellow workers are engaged in the difficult task of trying to untangle lives torn by poverty, drugs, racism, and mental illness. Sometimes there are successes. Often, it's just trying to support someone with a lot of problems.
Yeah, I've been sleeping here for now about 6 months. But 6 months straight.
This is Randy Ugess, a man in his 30s. He has a history of drug abuse, crystal meth. He says he's clean now and he's ready to move on, get something going in his life.
Streets is really hard. I've been lazy because I fell into the program here. Dorothy Day is a good place for some people, but not everybody.
How are you today? How's lunch?
It's difficult work, and as Father John Estrom notes, work that sadly will never be finished. In St. Paul, Steve Prophet, NPR News.